Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me for today's Next Level Healing. Today's interview is really important because a lot of people suffer with insomnia. My guest today is one of my clients, Joanne, who hadn't gotten a good night's sleep for 7 years. She only slept 3 to 4 hours a night. And as many of you know, not only is there the lymphatic system, which is responsible for cleaning up the blood, but we also have the glymphatic system, which is in the brain, and it's responsible for removing 1/4 ounce of neurotoxins each and every night. And if you don't do that, you really start to feel almost like you're drunk. You just can't feel good if you don't get a good night's sleep on an ongoing basis. So Joanne was really surprised. She had been through standard sleep therapy. It did not help her. She says, Tara, I don't know what you did. You never even mentioned sleep in the sessions that we did together. We did 3. And she says, but, you know, I now can sleep through the night just fine. Bliss had never been part of my vocabulary before, but I'm now able to experience joy and peace and bliss. So I didn't have to talk about sleep. What I had to do is remove the emotions that were causing the lack of sleep in the first place. So you're going to love today's interview. I can't wait to share it with you. Welcome to Next Level Healing. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Perry. For 25 years, I've helped professionals, first responders, celebrities, Olympians, teachers, moms, dads, and people just like you achieve their results better and faster than they thought possible. This is where measurable modern science meets the quantum. We're so glad you're here. Let's dive right in. Hello there. I'm here with Joanne. Joanne has a great story. Joanne, what were you struggling with, and what did you try to solve it up to that point? And that was the beginning. So take it from there.
So my issue was sleep, and my personal coach recommended you through previous relation, you know, contact with her. So I took a bit the bullet. She said to me that she'd rather me spend what I spent with you than what I was going to be buying in the meantime. So we switched my money, and I have zero regrets. So I have been on a journey, a difficult journey, in my personal life for 11 years prior to that. And part of the issue in that relationship was that I had got sleep disruption. So I had been suffering with insomnia for a very long time, surviving on 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night, still not able to nap in the day or rest in the day. So I was really struggling with being tired, but not really being tired, just managing. And I was mindful that I'm starting a job literally on Monday next week, and I wanted to try and sort that out before I have to be working all day. I've tried lots of remedies. I've actually paid for a sleep specialist therapist for a 5-week training program. Didn't work. I've had sleeping pills. Didn't work. I've had antidepressants to try and help my sleep. Didn't work. Met Tara sleeping.
It's nice to get to the root of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. And it wasn't the fascinating thing of my journey with you, Tara, is it was nothing to do, you know, the sleep thing is obviously we were working on that, but we never talked about I want to sleep better. You know, it was never the intention of the session. And all 3 of the sessions, I actually bought all my accessories. I got everything that I bought. I've got my stars. I've got my magic wands.
I love it.
Everything that, you know, we kind of...
All the images and anchors that came out for you.
We replaced, yeah. So where we took...
Reminding you of the truth of who you are and your power. And
today, and not the 5-year-old self. So no, yeah. It was really fascinating. And also... so eye-opening of how many, I kind of was on a journey of thinking I knew what it was and it wasn't what I thought. And then you were bringing up all of these, encouraging out all of these stories of things that had happened when I was 9, 10, 11, 12 years old and stuck, you know, they were stuck and damaged, you know, it really was what became my beliefs. And so my confidence, my courage, my sleep, all of the above, and my comfort. This is
I love it. I love it. I'm so proud of you. Nothing thrills me more than seeing somebody take the leap, because it is scary, right? You're going to make a choice to go do something that is weird. And, you know, what am I getting myself into? And do I trust this? And so to take that leap of faith and then just jump in and do it. And you did amazingly well. It's so great to see that. And sleep is so critical. I love the book by Matt Walker, Why We Sleep. He gets into all the science behind it. And truly, if we're not sleeping,
dangerous. It can be dangerous. It can be life threatening. Yeah. And it had become my new pattern. I don't sleep. I don't need to sleep. Of course I need my sleep, but I was changing what I was saying just to match what was, you know, the reality. But I think for you, you know, what you brought me was that comfort at nighttime. Nighttimes had become, because of my personal situation, had become quite a threatening time for me in the last part of my relationship. So just to kind of explain, I was in a narcissistically abusive relationship. So sleep was, I was anxious, you know, all of my, you know, my triggers, my nervous system was so heightened at night. And I think that just layered on this issue of me not being able to sleep. So what started with just somebody snoring next to me became way more than that. But you comforted me every night. So even though we only had our three sessions together, I think the value in what you gave me was that countdown to sleep and that routine every single night. And I have played it and I still play it, because I know we've had three different recordings, but I literally play the last one still every single night to go to sleep. So I fall asleep with you, Tara, without you being present.
I love that.
It's so comforting. And just knowing that it's like a reframe, a total reframe. Like, I do not even think now I had a sleep problem. I know I did. But in my day to day, I'm not like, oh, you know, because I was anxious about going to sleep. And it's just not even, I don't even talk about it anymore. It doesn't even, you know, my friends used to be like, oh, Joe, are you sleeping again? We don't have those conversations anymore. So much better.
Hey, guys, studies are showing that 68% of people that watch podcasts regularly don't click the subscribe button. Do me a huge favor. If you like this content, click subscribe so other people know where to go for the cool stuff. Thank you.
How fabulous. Yeah, it's funny also in Western culture, and I know this came up briefly in your session, we often don't give ourselves permission to get the amount of rest that we need. So if we've been sleep deprived, you know, sometimes we need a little extra sleep in that bridge time. So just having the discernment to know what's healthy for us and giving ourselves that space is so important.
Yeah. And you actually, that was interesting as well, because you helped me improve my sleep for nighttime, but also know that it's okay to nap. So one of our sessions, I don't know if you recall, was kind of focusing on the fact that I had this belief, a story that I'd brought with me, that it was lazy and it's not okay. And I was judging other people actually. So it was an issue that I could see that I had, but didn't realize it was because I wasn't honoring that for myself. So I enjoyed that particular period where you were like, when you want to have a nap and your body wants to rest, go and do it. And I started where I genuinely thought that I wouldn't be able to do it because I'm not a napper.
Uh-huh.
I'd been telling myself I can't sleep in the day. I've loved it. Wonderful. On the Netflix, chilling. Honestly, I think work's going to be harder. That's the only thing. You bring me all this lovely rest and peace, but now I've got to go and start this proper job again.
We can tackle those problems when they come up. It's not just a one size fits one task. It's Googling your subconscious mind and finding out what is right for you, which is...
I can imagine there's so much, because the things that you pulled out that were coming in stories... in my beliefs, I wasn't thinking about in my day to day. They weren't things that, oh, I'm sure these are going to come up. I thought it would be me not having a dad. He never came up. Actually, it was my first relationship. So it was really insightful that I was thinking it was something different to actually what it was. And I think the most comforting thing with working with you is you're extremely warm. Those 3 hours, if anyone was anxious about taking that step, those 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, however long that session comes, is so, you know, I was like, how does this work virtually? It works incredibly well virtually. And actually, for somebody that I'm not this person, I'm social. So if you're in the room, I'd be happy with that too. But there are people that may not feel so comfortable and actually are questioning. They think they can't have it because they need to be in person. But I think it was amazing, and it gives you your space and your security, but you've still got somebody there.
That's a freedom that I was so deliciously happy and surprised to find that it really doesn't skip a beat. I mean, if somebody's within, you know, travel distance, I love seeing them in person. But if they're not, that's totally fine. It really doesn't make a difference. So thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. At what point in the process did you realize, oh, this is different than what I've done before, and this is working for me? At what, where was that point that occurred?
So it's straight away. It's so imminent. It's bizarre. It was like the first month when I had listened. So from when we had our first session, that very first session, and then you gave me my first nighttime recording, and I'd chosen not to have a daytime one. I wanted the one that you did count me down to sleep. So thank you for adjusting that for me. Between there and the next one, 28 days later, so between the January and the February session, basically, that first month of me just listening to that audio every single night, the next time I came to you, I was already so much better. And honestly, now, you know, I can sleep 6 hours as a minimum straight without waking up. And before, I was always a fall asleep as soon as my head hit the pillow. But after about 2 or 3 hours, I was awake, and then I could be awake for hours in the night. And if lucky, would get back to sleep, but not often. So it's like a complete shift, but it was a really quick change.
And how many years had you been struggling with that?
Gosh, I would say easily 8. It's been a long time. I'm 50. So a good part of my life, you know, it's been present. It started with snoring and then became just this. It was abusive. You know, I would used to try and go and sleep in another room and he would come in the other room. So it was something I wasn't allowed to do. And looking back now, I can see that was part of the control that I was under. But it's literally gone. And I've been just got back from Athens on Sunday. And normally when I would go away to a different place, I have no chance of sleeping. I didn't think about it. I went to bed, I woke up, and I've had a full night's sleep. So honestly, it is so transformational. And it's the only thing, you know, when you opened up and asked me what I've done, I have literally tried everything, because one of my best friends is a doctor and she knows how sleep deprivation, how damaging it is. And it's her biggest concern, was her biggest concern for me. Now we have nothing to talk about on that subject.
So what did that feel like? Just trying this, trying that, you know, 8 years going by, not getting enough sleep, knowing that your health was suffering. What did that frustration feel like?
What does that feel like? It's a good question. You are exhausted. You are tired, but you're always just pretending you're okay because you don't have another solution. Mm-hmm. I have my head in books. You know, I had literally a library of sleep books. I had read everything I could possibly read. I had really tried everything. So it's the feeling would probably be disappointed that it's, I can't think of what, there's no solution. You know, for me, there wasn't a solution because I felt I'd tried everything. And if it wasn't for my coach mentioning about you, and obviously it came recommended, so I didn't
love
even
her. Thank you so much.
But it wasn't even a question, because we all have money, you know, that we have to watch. And, you know, I've had 2 years where I haven't been employed, and it was never a question that came up. And even more so now in hindsight, it would never be something I would have challenged it for whatever money you charge, to get the feeling that I get now when I wake up and I'm just ready for I go for a run every morning now, which I'd stop my running. I just didn't have enough energy. So I was having to kind of work out what I could manage and not manage, but I'm only doing 2 miles a day. So I don't want to get any kind of credit for anything amazing, but I get up and I run and I do my yoga. So it literally is just giving me a whole better, healthier lifestyle. But I think it went from just desperation is probably the word I would I was desperate, but I didn't know what I could do because the doctors are medication driven, have a sleeping pill, have the antidepressants. Then you've got the therapist that was, you know, these are the practices and don't put your phone on. And none of that was working. I needed something that was, and you know, you go to the root cause, and that's what I needed. That's what nobody else was doing. It was this therapy of talking through an issue, but not resolving what had kind of brought it there in the first place.
The Chinese medicine training that I had so many years ago, 30 years ago now, we always are taught to go to the root of the cause. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah, and all of that time, nobody had brought that to my attention, because I'm a healer. I will do whatever I need to do to heal my life, and I want to live my best life. Yeah. But I wasn't finding the solution, and then
fantastic. Well, what does your life feel like now?
Revitalized, rejuvenated. I'm calm. I'm peaceful. I'm happy. These are words that I haven't described for me for a long time. And the word I heard myself saying a little while ago, a couple of weeks ago, was, I felt bliss today. Now, bliss is not something in my vocabulary, but it was such a beautiful thing to think and feel, because it really hasn't been in my existence. So it's just been a whole transformation. You know, I've been 2 years on a journey, and what a lovely way to wrap it up to get my sleep as well. So I'm just, you know, I feel I'm so grateful. I'm really, really grateful for you.
Yeah, and thank you so much.
You were there between as well. So when you were feeling frightened about something or unsure, you were there. I knew you were there, and you were encouraging. And, you know, I'd send you the pictures of my little things that I would buy, and I'd get the little bit of kind of, you know, pat on the back, or, you know, the encouragement that I would need. So it's just been yes, you have three sessions, but I feel like it's been such incredible value. I've had a whole 3 months with you, in my opinion.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about the process, about what it's like to have hope when they're suffering and feeling desperate?
Yeah, I would like to say this, because, you know, we all have our paths and we all have our challenges. And, you know, I don't know what anyone who's going to get to listen or see this is going through, but if there's something, whatever the issue, you know, my issue was sleep in particular that we've spoken about, but whatever there is that you're struggling to manage and that's causing you stress or anxiety, I would invite them to have that initial call with you. And don't even think about what it will cost or, you know, how it works, because your mind doesn't process that information, and we don't know. You know, I can now know, because I can see, oh my goodness, so I had all these stories about me when I was a child that I was recalling. I didn't know that in my conscious day to day. So I would say, whatever the challenges are, if there's trauma that you haven't yet resolved, then your journey with Tara and hypnosis is 100% a place I would start, and have already recommended you, by the way. So
thank you so much, sweetheart. I so appreciate your being on here, sharing your story, because yeah, it is, it's kind of a new frontier. Most of us don't, you know, have experience with it. I didn't, you know, several years ago, and love what it does for me and for other people. And, you know, it's like trying to solve a problem with 5 to 10% of your brain is not always the answer. Sometimes that 90 to 95% that's our subconscious mind really knows what's going on better than we do.
Yeah. And it was just nice to spend, it sounds a little bit crazy for anyone that's not had this kind of support, but it was really nice to visit that little girl without getting emotional, the little girl that is emotional, that she was there waiting. And, you know, I'd never addressed these issues. I'd left her abandoned. So that she's doing the best that she could inside of me for. But it was really eye-opening that I'm 50 years old, but sometimes the processes that I've got trying to protect me are from when I was 5 or 10. So it's just, you can't explain it, but it absolutely works.
I've worked with 70 and 80-year-olds that, and I don't cry that often, because a lot of people have had terrible tragedies. They've had terrible physical abuse, sexual abuse. But when I had, you know, a 75-year-old on my table in tears, like for the first time in his life, because he had never loved the little boy inside of him, that was devastating. I got through it, but it's like I had tears rolling down my cheeks when this man was loving himself after all that time.
And that's so beautiful. And I think the pain that you feel in the sessions is so therapeutic. When I talk pain, you know, you're literally healing something that needed to be looked after and taken care of so long ago. And it's so beautiful that, yes, there is emotional sessions, some more than others. But, you know, like that, you have to go through that path if you want to do the work, heal the journey and live that lighter, better life. I honestly, thank you.
Yeah, we get to go through that journey.
Yeah.
It's more of a get to than I have to.
Yeah, and I want to, you know, and I in
our first back is a relief. It's painful at first because it's like looking at the monster underneath the bed. But when you see it's not there, and that what really is there, a loving child who wants nothing more than your safety and security and happy. Well, it doesn't care so much about your happiness as much as it cares about your safety and security.
Which is that misunderstanding, isn't it, of what that looks like and what it's trying to do to protect. But it was really, you know, I used to go into your sessions going, okay, so what am I going to say? What do I need to focus on? Because I'm a thinker about everything, and I'm also very organized, and I've got to know what's happening. Not with Tara. We count down those steps, off we go. And then I'm kind of like, you don't need to think about what's going to come up because it just does.
Yeah. And actually the people that really push to stay in the process and get in the way, it takes them longer. Because I tell people, it's like you're driving into a car wash. You know, you go, you put the car in neutral. You don't drive the car through the car wash. You know,
it's
designed to pull you through.
Yeah. And that's a lovely way to describe it, because it actually did do that. So yeah, I honestly, I don't know what your therapy can help everybody with, and that's something that you can share. But for me, on a personal level, I had a serious issue, and my mom actually does, but so I'm working on her. She's like, "Oh, I've always been like it," and I'm like, So I just think, you know, whatever the things are that you can support for people, that hypnosis is something I'd never considered, discovered by chance back in January. And
so my answer to that would be any emotion that is uncomfortable. Basically, there's a message behind it. It's like Rumi says, it's on my website and I'm not recalling it right this second, but your pain, your suffering, whatever it is, there is a message behind it. And when you can hear that message, you realize, in fact, I own the domain name Brain Aikido. You know, in Aikido, when energy is coming at you, you don't push against it. You take it with you and then you redirect it. But you can't do that if you can't hear what it's saying to you. And once you can hear that voice, that pain, that suffering that's buried there, then you go, oh, that's what it wants. And then you can shift it.
And you've just made me think about something too. What's really beautiful is that helps and supports you also be a bit more empathetic and compassionate to other wounded souls, because we are all walking around with trauma and things going on, every single one of us. But when I now know that those things, how I would respond with, I had fear of abandonment, fear of jealous, I was a jealous person, I was fear of failure, not good enough. I had all of those things. And I still obviously have stuff to work on. You know, I'm not totally pure. But they
are something.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm happy to do that. But you know, those things were major for me. But now I can see that whilst I don't excuse the behavior that I had either from my previous relationship, I know that's a wounded soul there. And that's somebody who may not, they will never do the work. A narcissist doesn't choose to do the work. But actually, when you've got somebody who's innocent, like me, I feel I was, that you meet and you can see them behaving in a strange way, it's a beautiful thing to be able to actually give them that love and redirect their energy as well. So I think it just helps you see people differently too.
Yeah. The energy of love and forgiveness is so immense. And it's so basic, but we just keep coming back and learning to drink from that well, because when you've truly forgiven somebody else, it's not a gift you're giving them. You're just giving it to yourself.
Yeah. Once the ego moves aside, you can kind of...
When you can truly see somebody with compassion, it sets you free. And that's true across the board.
You're amazing. You're honestly amazing. And you're very humble. Every time I speak to you, I was like, yeah, it's been great progress. And you don't really take the credit for what you deserve. You are such a compassionate, you're a safe space, which was important for me. You know, allowing anyone into my home, but even virtually was big for me. And I've had nothing but praise and acceptance and gratitude for you.
Oh, thank you for your love. Thank you for your feedback. I appreciate that enormously.
My pleasure. Absolute pleasure. And as I see things popping up, I know where to go.
I'm here. Reach out.
Thank you, Clara. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne. Absolutely adore you. You're beautiful.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye. Oh, and if you like this video, please click like and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next video.
Thank you, Lumby. Take care.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Next Level Healing. Please like, subscribe, and let us know how this helped you. How can it be even more life-changing? We love hearing from you. And if you're eager to upgrade your life, click the button here or go to consulttara.com and get your free customized GPS map. Get the coordinates for where you are now and where you want to go. Clients consistently report it's faster and easier than they thought possible. Remember, you were meant for more, and it is available to you. See you right here next week for our next episode.